Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that pastors are charged to preach the word whether it offends people or not. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When a pastor hits the things they're trying to do and all that, and he attacks it hard and hits it with everything the Holy Spirit God has in his word, it's not that he's attacking the people that are doing it. He's attacking what they're doing. Now, that's what I call love, because he's trying to stop them from doing something that not only harms many others and takes others away from the way of righteousness, but can really spell trouble for those people when God begins judgment at the house of God, when God begins to bring judgment in their life. That's really love. It's not hating the people, but it is learning to hate what God hates and stand against it. So, yes, we stand against the carnal things of this world. And we must stand on the word of God. That is the weaponry that the pastor has. The world has carnal weapons. But God's weapons are not carnal. And so, this world system is daily trying to work itself into the world, and you see it so often and so much. And so, here's the charge of how the pastor is to conduct himself. Now, understand, in fighting against this, the weaponry that we have is the word of God. The word of the Lord is called a sword. And so that's the word that we should go by, the sword of the Lord. And so the sword of the Lord is our help. The sword of the Lord is the word of God, and that is our defense. If somebody says, well, he just uses the word of God to defend himself, listen, if I'm rightly dividing the word of God and it defends me, then that is one of the biggest compliments that you can give me or any preacher who's preaching the word, and the word defends what he is saying and doing. So that doesn't hurt. Now, I want to show it to you in another way here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Now, do you see what he has said so far? That first verse? He is charging a pastor before God. Okay. I charge thee before God, and he is to preach the word. He says, God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Wow. So every pastor and preacher better be aware and ought to read that with fear and trembling, because he is going to be judged according as to whether or not he preached the word, or his main thing was some kind of a psychology, some kind of a motivational speaking, and not preaching the word, calling sinners to repentance, calling the Christians to repentance who have turned to the things of the flesh in order to try to accomplish the good will of God. So as we look at these things, we've got to keep it in mind that this is God speaking to his people. And so as God is speaking to his people, he especially, specifically here in 2 Timothy, is speaking to the preacher. But then after he says that in verse 1, that he's going to be called into judgment, which ought to, again, it ought to make that pastor fear and tremble just to get in the pulpit, realizing that there is a great accountability when Christ comes. But now, notice the next verse. After he's been told to preach the word in season, out of season, he is to, verse 2, preach the word, be instant, be ready at every chance. Preach the word, herald it, in season, out of season. Whether everybody wants to hear it or nobody wants to hear it, you herald the word. You preach the word, Pastor. How do you preach the word? Now, this way God says for you to preach. If you're a pastor, you're listening in, I want you to hear what God says about the way you are supposed to preach. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. So, basically, this commands the pastor how to preach. Now, a lot of people have problems with what the Lord just said to do. I mean, he breathed those words out to the Holy Spirit, so they're God's words about how to preach. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. Well, you can't do that today. Today we live in a different day. God didn't say, well, if the culture allows it, then preach this way. No, he's to preach it whether the culture likes it or not. Do you think that that's why in John chapter 15, he says, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you also. They'll get to the point where anybody that kills you thinks he's doing God a service. So understand, there's a gold crown. I mean, there is a crown. There's a great reward for those who are accused falsely, those who are just attacked personally. Jesus said in Matthew 5:10-12, said, great is your reward in heaven when it's done for the name of the Lord's sake, for preaching his word, standing true to him. And boy, the Lord just says, okay, that person didn't falter when he was under great attack. So he is to preach the word as it is to men as they are. And how is he to reprove and rebuke and exhort? He is to do that with doctrine. Now understand, anything the Bible teaches is doctrine. You know, some people like to talk about the omnipotence of God and all he is all powerful. The omniscience of God, oh, he is all knowing. But I want you to understand, anything the Word of God teaches, anything it teaches is to be preached and heralded. For example, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Who said that? Saith the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, chapter 6, the last verse of chapter 6, chapter 7, you get into it. And boy, he just furthers it there in verse 1 of chapter 7. Read that on your own and just see how the Lord said it. So, again, the word of God comes only from God. Doctrine comes from God. So, since the word is God-breathed, the preacher is to preach it. Now, my friend, a pastor would sin against God to allow sin to go unchecked in the church that seeks to corrupt the worship as well as the word of God. The preacher cannot be a hireling who runs when the wolf of the devil comes. If you read Jeremiah, you get into about that 41st and 42nd, 43rd chapter, you find out something. Corrupt worship led them into captivity. And when they said, oh, no, it wasn't that bad when we had the worship Ashtaroth and these other gods, well, they ended up in Egypt as a result, and then they ended up dying there. They got destroyed, too, because they knew better than God. They knew that worship that appealed to their flesh was better than the holy, godly way. Now, keep it in mind. The very theme of the book of Titus is behavior as becometh holiness. And so you need to always, 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 always see, is my behavior becoming holiness? So always, preacher, check and see that what you preach is in line with the Word of God and that it is the Word of God that you're preaching. Check the Old Testament. See that corrupt worship was punished. Why do we think that God will change on judgment must begin at the house of God? Because it's not going to change at that point. It'll never change at that point. So you need to understand that, because the culture, the day in which we live, does not change the Word of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, really, if you look at it, when the command is, be ye holy, for I the Lord your God am holy. Or in Ephesians chapter 4, and look at verses 22 through 24, and he's talking about putting off the old man and putting on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the way we're to be as Christians. How much more the pastor, who is supposed to be representing the Lord Jesus Christ in his preaching, in his teaching, and in all matter of living life. Now look at verse 13 here, then back here in Titus chapter 1. This witness is true. Wherefore, what does God tell them to do after, therefore? Rebuke them. But how does he rebuke them? He says, rebuke them sharply. Now, do you think if God tells a preacher to rebuke sharply, that he should rebuke sharply? Or do you think that we have a better way today? People are not going to like us if we rebuke sharply. Let's imagine you have a little 3-year-old. He can walk, and he starts walking out towards the road. You see him. There's cars on that road. You say, come on back, honey. Oh, please don't go out there, honey. No, probably you're going to say, get back here right now. You better stop right now. I'm going to wear you out. Now, why would you say that? Because you love that child. You love that child. Rebuke them sharply. That pastor should have love in his heart to keep those people from losing, if they are saved, eternal reward. If they're not saved, they're warned that they need to be saved. Rebuke them sharply. Now, my question is God right or is God wrong? You know you can't answer. You're kind of like in the way that those old Pharisees and Sadducees were when Christ said, yeah, now I'll ask you one question. You answer me, and then I'll answer yours. They said, we can't answer that, or the people are going to hang us if we do. So they wouldn't answer that, okay? They knew they were in trouble if they answered the way they actually believed.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.